Let's talk hooves. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. William Simpson, using math to measure the impact of cow hooves and horse hooves on the soil.
A horse's hoof is basically a circle, so it's pi r squared for the area. And then you apply the body weight, you come up with the PSI for the ground loading, and then they're basically a flat, dish-shaped hoof. A cow evolved as a riparian animal in Africa. Their hooves are designed for traction in mud. They're pointed, they've got a split claw, a split hoof that gives them extreme traction. So when you do the area of a cow's hoof and apply the body weight, you'll find that the ground loading is 30% more than a horse, and because their hooves are pointed like picks, there's a lot more surface disruption to the ground.
And if that's your logic, let's talk about the impact from alpacas. Sensitive to their environment in every respect, alpacas have soft padded feet instead of hooves and can leave even the most delicate terrain undamaged. Damage to topsoil decreases long-term soil fertility, and in the process, the soil is eroded and weed invasion is encouraged. Alpacas prefer to eat tender grasses, which they do not pull up by the roots. Lacking upper teeth, alpacas cut the grass with their bottom teeth and upper palate. This vegetation cutting encourages the plant's growth. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.